Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, March 4th. Today, a wealth of news from General Motors. The company held an EV unveiling event today that was unprecedented in the volume and range of zero-emission vehicles that are intended for production. Instead of showing a single new model, the company fanned out its entire upcoming portfolio using all four of GM's existing brands. Each one of them GM committed to produce and sell in North America by 2025. GM President Mark Roos said, quote, "Everything you see here is real," close quote. The list includes a mid-cycle Chevrolet Bolt EV and the long-rumored crossover Chevrolet Bolt called the Bolt EUV, or Electric Utility Vehicle. Continuing down the list is the GMC Hummer EV truck, GMC Hummer EV SUT, a Chevrolet mid-sized EUV, a Cadillac Lyriq SUV, two different Buick SUVs, and a hand-built flagship Cadillac sedan called the Celestiq. The event revealed images of two additional EVs, an all-electric Chevy truck, and a Cadillac SUV. Most of the vehicles will have a 400-volt battery pack with up to 200-kilowatt fast-charging capability. The GMC Hummer EV and the future anticipated electric pickups will use the 800-volt battery packs and related systems with a 350-kilowatt-hour fast-charging. The rollout of EV models begins with a new version of the 259-mile Bolt EV, which is launching in late 2020, after which the company will move on to its third-generation EV architecture and new battery system. The Bolt EUV, which is launching in summer of 2021, will be followed by the Cadillac Lyriq luxury SUV, launching in North America in 2022. Then comes the GMC Hummer EV. The electric Hummer will be revealed on May 20th, with production expected to begin fall of 2021. The centerpiece of the presentation was the company's new battery system dubbed Ultium, which will power GM's EVs starting next year. The battery system is focused on modularity, allowing different types of cells and chemistries to be used in packs ranging in size from 50 to 200 kilowatt hours, which is also enabling up to 400 miles of range or more, according to the company. General Motors committed to producing cells in cooperation with LG Chem that reduces the use of cobalt by 70% and thereby keeping the cost down. As for power, GM has unveiled its new electric motor that can be configured as dual motors on the Ultium platform. The front-wheel motor is rated at 180 kilowatts, or 241 horsepower, and the rear produces 250 kilowatts, or 335 horsepower. We have more details on the foremost vehicles, the new Bolt and the new Bolt EUT. Seth Weintraub, editorial director of Electrek and Bolt owner himself, was on the scene. Starting with the updated Chevy Bolt, Weintraub reports, "The seats are so much better. They feature much softer materials, lumbar support, more premium stitching, and electronic controls, at least for the driver. The dashboard is also more high-end, with nicer faux leather-type materials. There's less neon blue lighting. The shifter is gone, and there are now reverse neutral drive buttons where the shifter was. Infotainment gets a big upgrade with more over-the-air update functionality. The powertrain is mostly the same. The same 66 kilowatt-hour battery, same motors, same tires. GM explained that the rollout would be similar to 2016, where a few will trickle out of the factory to specific markets by the end of the year, but won't start meaningful shipments until early of 2021. As for the Chevy Bolt Electric Utility Vehicle, or Chevy Bolt EUT, Weintraub says, "I'll start with the bad news here, since that is short. Bolt EUV batteries are the same as the 66 kilowatt-hour Bolt. However, with the bigger, heavier vehicle, the range will be shorter. I'd guess about 245 miles EPA or so. Also, there will not be an all-wheel drive version, which is my biggest gripe. The Bolt EUV is basically a stretched Bolt with some new amenities. Level 2 charging is faster. The bigger hood space allows for a bigger 11 kilowatt charger inverter, which is close to 46 amps at 240 volts. Size is the obvious upgrade, meaning that the back seat is now super roomy for adults. If you can believe it, there is a neat little sunroof option which really opens up the back. It is motorized and isn't a huge glass ceiling, but it's a nice treat for those in the back. The inside has a different look than the Bolt EV with a bigger center screen and more SUV-like feel. Besides the added size and space, probably the biggest difference in the EUV is the addition of GM's Super Cruise. It is the first non-Cadillac to have Level 2 autonomous technology and will really help out on long trips on the interstate and state highways. I've reviewed Super Cruise and found it to be as good as Tesla's Autopilot, but on a much narrower swath of roads. GM hasn't nailed down a delivery date for EUV, but plans to announce more this summer. It will come after the 2021 Bolt, so expect that it will arrive mid-2021 or so. Alright, moving on to news from other car makers today. Tesla could soon release its reverse summon feature, which could enable owners to have their electric car drop them off and go find their own parking spot. When asked when we could see the reverse summon feature, Tesla CEO Elon Musk responded, quote, "We need to finish work on Autopilot Core Foundation code and 3D labeling. Then functionality will happen quickly. Not long now." Close quote. In other Tesla news, Tesla plans to release more features to expand its full self-driving capabilities later this month. In a response to an excited customer, Elon Musk tweeted, quote, "We're tracking to release more self-driving features later this month." Close quote. Here at Electrek, we will be watching closely because most of Elon Musk's self-driving pronouncements have been a little optimistic in regards to timing. Today, Ford announced that it is bringing an electric version of its Transit cargo van in the U.S. in 2022, after announcing a European launch for 2021. Jim Farley, Chief Operating Officer of Ford Motor Company, commented on the announcement, quote, "Commercial vehicles are a critical component of our big bet on electrification. As leaders in the space, we are accelerating our plans to create solutions that help businesses run better, starting with our all-electric Transit and F-150," close quote. Unfortunately, the automaker didn't release any specs about the electric version of its best-selling van. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Breakthrough Energy Ventures, which is headed by Bill Gates and includes Jack Ma, Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson, and Michael Bloomberg as investors, is leading an investment round of $20 million for C16 Biosciences. C16 Biosciences uses microbes to ferment food waste into synthetic palm oil, a substance that is in over 50% of consumer products. The Adygeya wind farm, Russia's largest, has begun to supply electric power to the wholesale electricity and capacity market. The wind farm utilizes 60 wind turbines and has a total capacity of 150 megawatts. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Swedish electric motorcycle manufacturer Kake has just announced a new model known as the Kake Kalk INK. The bike is built on the same platform as Kake's legendary Kalk OR electric dirt bike, yet the new INK features updates that have helped them substantially reduce the price. The original Kake Kalk OR came in at $16,000, where the new Kake Kalk INK model is just $9,500, maintaining the same drivetrain and powertrain. The Kake Kalk INK will be available worldwide beginning June 1st. Riders can already pre-order the bike immediately with a $200 or 200 euro deposit. And lastly, Croatia-based Torp unveils their Torp bike, a powerful electric motorbike that combines speed and agility in a single vehicle. With a 15 kilowatt or 20 horsepower peak rated electric motor in a 29 kilogram or 64 pound e-bike, the Torp bike has a pretty insane power to weight ratio. The design also features very low mounting points for the battery and motor, lowering the total center of gravity. The team is now accepting pre-orders on their site, and the Torp bike is priced at 7,000 euros. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you on the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.